access your feelings of what's going on. It's your boy Malum YouTube. I'm chilling with Level Rampage. We back with another one, baby. Call us consistent kings.
Yeah, barely. I mean, I know this one's gonna come a bit.
Yeah, this one's coming a little bit later, but hey, man, it's here. It's like one or two days.
But what's good, guys? It's your favorite little brother, Oko. Also, your favorite influencer, Level Hamley from Pity the Third, aka Bra Voice. And we back.
We're back with another one.
We're back with Seated.
Davies, do something. But yeah, guys, if you guys do not know, this is Seated with Malume. The name is changing very soon. We're a podcast. We're here to entertain. We're here to make you laugh. We're here to play in the car when you're on the way to work. We're here to play in the background when you're cleaning. We're here to be with you. We're here to keep you company and make you smile a little bit more than you usually do. If you guys don't know, we're on Spotify. So please, if you enjoyed the podcast, if you've enjoyed previous podcasts, please give us 5 stars. It helps a lot. If you're on YouTube, sir, please hit us with the post notifications on. Today's call to action will be for you guys to please put your post notifications on. Every single week, I'll do something new. But that's it, man. Yeah, we're back with the new one. Today, I don't even know what today's topic is, guys. Let me tell you, we are freestyling. We've got a new producer. Shout out to Ingrid.
Yeah.
She has just signed as an intern, which is dope.
Yeah.
She hasn't really produced this one because she basically gave us an example
of how she wants to do it and everything.
Yeah. So we pulled some parts from there. But yeah, we're going to just go into it. I think the first one...
How are you?
I mean, how are you?
Guys, you know, Tato, this is... Yes. We have to be honest about... How are you?
You know what? I think you guys can see I'm doing a lot of things at once, bro.
Yeah.
Like, looking from Jolo, we're shooting it this week.
Ish.
Levels operations managers for that, so he knows the stress. I think he has most... He's doing more than me, but then obviously I inherit everybody's stress.
Yeah,
but he actually he stresses and fixes the problems.
There's nothing that isn't fixable. I think that's the beauty of it. But we're very excited about the new show coming out from Petty Media. The podcast is doing amazing. You guys are listening. You're reacting. You're posting.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's been a journey.
Yeah, shame. Hey, like, the comments are warming my heart, bro.
Yeah.
Woody, oh my gosh, I know after work I'm gonna laugh. Oh my gosh. That's why we do this, low key. They're all saying they're gonna laugh. Yeah, that's why we do it, bro, to put a smile on somebody's face and just to spread love and empower the youth with information.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, yeah. So
you're not gonna ask how I am. Hey, you are rushing us today. Hey?
Let me chill.
Oh, my goodness. Let me chill. Guys, hi, it's me, Level speaking. How am I today?
How are you, bro?
Guys, I'm exhausted. I'm starting a new journey right now for my friends and my brother. We're doing a journey of not drinking, not smoking, you know, keeping it clean, like completely clean.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to re-cleanse our bodies and refocus our souls into what we want to be aligned to.
Yeah. 100%.
Thank God it's at the proper time. It's not before the half year mark. Usually people change their lives in... it is the half year mark.
No, the half year mark is past.
It's past, yeah. So, halfway mark.
We're late.
We just arrived.
Then nothing.
But yeah, there's something beautiful that's happening. I encourage everyone to eliminate something that maybe you feel as if is taking away from your dream.
Yeah, because listen, guys, like alcohol, like as much as like...
Great.
You know, it's amazing and people don't do it and like, you know.
Yeah.
Not everybody abuses it, but like, guys, going out for lunch and then getting a cocktail, that's an extra $80 that you wouldn't have spent. If you get three, that's 210 Rand or something like that.
And once you get to 300, you start drinking more because you don't want to feel the price anymore.
You understand? The club is a place that it's a bad place, guys. Don't go there. Like, I'm not even going to host any more clubs. Like, I don't even think the youth should be going to clubs. That place can suck you in and it would never spit you out. Or just keep swallowing and digesting you until there's just bones.
Ooh, brother, hold on.
You guys didn't tell me how hard it is to buy Maguinha, bro. So if you guys don't know, I grew up in like the burbs throughout high school. I grew up in the burbs and we didn't really like eat Maguinha. Unless my mom made Maguinha, right? We never used to go buy Mastra thing. That only came to me like university times. So now I'm sharing with my girl one Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm like, baby, you know what? She's been speaking about Maguinha. Gang. Yeah. So I'm like, let me go get her Maguinha. So now she's still sleeping. So I'm like, okay, let me make it a surprise. But I went too late, bro. So Maguinha has three things.
Yeah.
Maguinha has a time. If you want them fresh on, I'll go before like 7:30. I go there like more 6:00, 7:00. Yeah.
You have to go early.
Go early. Don't go weekend because they usually make Maguinha for like the working class.
Yes.
So it's like there's not many people that are making Maguinha. And number three, don't go look for Maguinha in the burbs. Like
also the quality of the Maguinha is like I know. Okay. Oh, I'm only speaking as a student because I only know when you go close to vets.
Yeah. Like oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. If you guys know my guinea, tell them what my guinea are. Damn.
Yeah. Or like there's some by vets. There's some.
No,
by
what are my guinea?
Oh, fed cook?
Bros, we were international.
Oh, so they donuts.
There we go. Yes. Round donuts.
They're round donuts.
The Nigerians call them pop pop.
Again.
Pop pop.
Again. See.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely something. Like in winter, that thing bangs.
Yeah, bro. It's literally deep fried something.
Yeah, that and the choke me daddy.
Choke me daddy. What's choke me biscuits. Daddy?
Biscuits. Goku.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have sugar. Cake. If you don't have a juice.
Okay, wasabi. The Zulus call them Amakek.
They call them Amakek?
Yeah, bro.
Crazy. But it's not cake.
Guys, cake in the kasi. Okay, guys, somebody clip this. Somebody clip this or somebody send us wasabi. Wasabi, why do you guys call
cookies? Oh, my boy does call
Makeke. Yeah, makeke. Yeah. I remember wasabi once tweeted, yo, the lady down the street, makeke, her cake bangs. Somebody was like, what do you mean by that?
Ah, come on.
So that killed me. But yeah, man, I bought my girl Maguinia. She was really happy to see. I made it real. Level charged me for making that real. But yeah, people liked it, man. It's on my IG, so check me out on IG, definitely.
Yeah.
What's the first one? You're going to hit us.
Mazu, do you start with the tweet of the week or we're going to go from the first one?
Let's hit the tweet of the week.
All right, cool, guys. So, cool. Today's tweet of the week. Obviously, we ask a tweet of the week on our Twitter platforms. Mine is at LM Rampedi. Tato's is Tato Rampedi. Yeah.
So follow us, damn it.
Follow us, interact with those tweets. I think we're going to stop naming the people because you guys are replying less and less and less.
Actually, don't even
follow us. The first time I asked the question, I think I got like 1,000 replies. This time I got like, okay, it's not that bad. 17 quotes and then like maybe like 36 comments. But the question of this week was basically like, if all your exes were in one WhatsApp group, what would you say? Do you want to hit us off?
If all of my exes were in one WhatsApp group, bro, what would I say?
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, I love you all differently. Aww,
that's very cute.
I loved you all differently, but none of you guys could give me what I wanted.
Ah, that's very cute. You know what I'd send? I'd send a voice note and I'd go, welcome to the 76th Hunger Games. All of you will be competing. No, I'm joking.
Do you think your ex wants you back?
No. For fair reason. No, for fair reason, you know.
None of them.
No, for fair reason.
Not even
know?
One.
No, it's for fair reason. Like I always say, I'm grateful for all of my exes. They're all beautiful, amazing women who just changed my life. But like they say, the word next has EX. I have to go through you to find my next. You feel me?
Yeah, not that's you. How it goes. Not you, but yeah. Do you think they want you back?
No. 100% not. Did you know, like,
do you think they would take you back?
No. None of them. I've tried all of them.
Oh, you've tried. It's from experience.
I'm just joking. But I'm just joking. But yeah, none of my exes would take me back. What about you?
Yeah, I think there's someone that would take me back.
Okay.
In a
is that a heartbeat?
Yeah. I think so, bro. I'm a good guy. Like, I never really hurt any of my exes.
Nah, me, like I don't know. I just feel like I'm a villain in someone's story and people are villains in my story. So like it is always gonna be like that. But I will never, like, I think one thing that's very important to me when it comes to, like, exes and et cetera, for me personally, like, I would never, ever, ever be like, oh, this said person is bad or et cetera. I'll always promote that thing of, like, no matter how much they hurt me, no matter how much they did me bad, I will never drag my ex-partner because of, I know how happy I was when I was with them.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into some of the tweets. Gonna keep it short, maybe read, like, three of them. They're quite short, quite brief because people wanted to get to the point. One person said, believe what you want to believe.
Gaslighter. What's his handle? Oh, can I not say handle?
I can't
anymore?
Say the handle anymore, no ways.
Listen, guys, I think a lot of guys in this space just are professional gaslighters. And if you guys don't know, we describe gaslighting as changing the narrative.
Yeah.
And guys will literally, like Lebo and Khunsa and Aj made a video about like gaslighting.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And the ability for a man to gaslight is scary. I want everyone watching here to comment down below the worst thing they've been gaslit about before, bro.
Crazy.
Because, no ways, bro. I've done some gaslighting in my time.
Yeah, yo. So, the next person said, round two? Question mark.
First come, first serve. I would have said first come, first serve.
Yeah, that's nice. I don't even know. Like, I'm just picturing the chaos of the group. Like, I know some of my exes are mad funny. They probably send like a couple of stickers and be like, ha. Ah. Because some know about the others. The others don't know about the others. Yeah, etc. But yeah. And then we have a girl, one of the girls being like, go off, kings. Yes, sis. And I see people have just been... Actually, guys, how many people do you think you're going to date before you find the love of your life?
Dude, I hope I'm on my last person, bro. I found the love of my life. But you know, every time you date somebody, you think they're the love of your life.
Did they prove to you
that they are far from the love of your life, bro? So,
funny. I used to say I only have one relationship left in me.
How many times have you said that?
I think I've said it like 100 times.
I think I've said that like twice, and then after that, I've dated someone and then broke up, and then dated someone and then broke up.
I need you to please hum for me, now. Jesus, Lord, or higher power, please. We beg of you in this moment, no more talking stages. My favorite color is blue. My favorite number is 7, 2 siblings. I'm tired. Give me that last relationship. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you Amen. Think you have one relationship left in you too, all you have to do is go to Instagram and go to Lewa_Ampedi and shoot your shot.
No, thank you.
Bro, in the previous podcast, there's so many girls like, yo, is Lebo single? Yo, can I get the number? Yo.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, if you're a subscriber or someone that watches the content, it's very unlikely for Lebo to have a romantic relationship with you.
Yeah. I have a lot of trauma when it comes to, dating being with someone like who's only known about me online, or hasn't met me in person. Yeah. I have a lot of trauma, a lot of things that have happened to me, which is why I think I'm always playful and stuff, but I don't think I'd ever really like... Well, I'm lying. I would.
He said, hey, if you're flying, you're beautiful. Don't be scared to come to me, man.
Someone said I'd send the Champions League finale sound.
Bro, I'm so uncomfortable. It's even messing with my energy today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, sort yourself up. But anyways, I'm going to keep reading the tweets and letting you guys know. But also, guys, in the comment section, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on any streaming platform, remember to screenshot, tag us, and say what you would do if all your exes were on one WhatsApp group. Also, bro, do you think you have a type? Because someone was saying that on the thing. They were saying that...
I have a type. They say yeah, I have a type.
Because you know, the one person confused my thing saying they're from the same WhatsApp group, as in like a type. You know that lingo? Like so then I was just thinking about it. I was like, wow, like actually the woman I've been with or the partners I've been with, they literally... do not match each other. None of them are like exactly the same.
Yeah, bro. I think we go through women and we are proven to see who we don't want to date.
Yo, wow.
Like certain things we don't want to date in a person. For example, like I've dated a girl who's been like always too excited, always too loud, always too rah, rah, rah. And then in the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. I have a cool girlfriend. But I realized that like I can't be with someone that's has too much all the time. It's always on.
Yeah.
Then dated someone that's very, very calm. Then I got like, this kind of boy, I'm much into someone that's calm. So I realized that I like a nice balance of, they can be calm and they can be excited.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I definitely would not date. And that's why my exes are the same.
I think this is also another thing, because me and Khunto were talking about this last night. We're talking about how like, you know, as we progress and ultimately date more and more people,
it means you guys have been doing it.
Yeah. Just trying to find love, bro. Just trying to find love.
You know these guys say they're trying to find love.
We are.
And like 9 times out of 10, you are not.
Do you know
trying to find a lamza?
Do you know how you're speaking right now? You're speaking like you're speaking like a white man speaking about white privilege.
Bro, think about it.
No, literally, you're speaking from point of privilege.
Finish, because I feel like I'm disrupting you.
Okay, cool. You're speaking from point of privilege, right? Because you have found that said person, you know, for the said period of time.
What? I've been single, bro. You're making it seem like as a white person, you can't speak about black people because you've never been black. I've been single.
You're speaking about points of privilege, though. You're speaking from points of privilege. You're like, nah, this thing, you can just find one.
No, I'm not saying you can just find love. I'm not saying finding love is easy. Finding love is very difficult.
Thank you.
That's one of the hardest things in the world. I'm saying you guys aren't looking for love.
What Jose are we looking
is
for?
Not looking for love.
What is he looking for?
You are not looking for love.
What are we looking for?
Looking for a lamza, a cuddle, and someone to hold you tight when you want to be held tight.
Tato, if I wanted those things, I could have them at my time, my choice, my place. But I want a relationship. But anyways, to go back to what I was saying with me and G, we're talking about last night. We're talking about how we feel as if the more relationships you go through, the less like respect you one have for relationships, and two, the less likely the fatigue that you have, né, that you get more impressed just from the next person who does something like a little bit while, then you get bored because just they're like, ah, shit, like actually I don't even really like this person. I just, but anyways, yeah, to
like
go
the,
back
like to the bar, thing. Like the bar's low.
Yeah, bro, and I think that's why people constantly change their types. You literally set foot outside of the pool, then you're like, actually, nah, like that's
a mechanism. I love land.
Yeah, but yeah, to finish it off with a banger, I thought this was really funny. Yes, Luna Bosatan has a message to all my exes.
So I can translate it. Yes, you devil worshippers. Or yes, you devils.
Yes, you devils, for real.
Nah, I get that, bro.
But yeah, man, what a conversation. Again, yo, if you're listening to the podcast right now, screenshot, tell us what you think. Give us that 5-star. All the ads that we have said in the beginning. Call to action, call to action. Call to action.
Yeah. It's okay. So obviously you guys can see Lebo's leading the podcast and he is like in his radio element right now.
I am not.
You sparking conversations, sparking engagement.
Man, don't say that. Don't say that. Anyways, guys, a great lovely word from our sponsors. I'm joking. I'm just joking.
No, actually, Davies, hit our sponsors message right now. 3, 2, no,
don't
one.
Do it.
Are you tired of struggling to gain subscribers and viewers on your YouTube channel? It's time to take your content to the next level with Grow with Malome, the ultimate guide to building a successful channel and turning your passion into a career. With insider tips and strategies for creating compelling content, optimizing your videos for maximum visibility, and engaging with your audience, Grow with Malome is the key to unlocking your full potential as a content creator. Don't settle for mediocre results. Invest in yourself today and start achieving the success you deserve. Order now and get instant access to Grow with Malome, plus exclusive bonuses and support to help you reach your goals even faster. I'm talking about my media kit, my rate card, and the ability for you to DM me once you've made the purchase to ask any question you have on YouTube growth. So what are you waiting for? Take your channel to new heights with the power of Grow with Malome. Order now and join the ranks of top creators who have already transformed their channels with the must-have resource. Halala.
All right, now this next one I'm excited to see. This is from the content producer. Let's see if she's got juice. Let's see if she can find the bangers. So this one is, what's your worst roommate experience? Let us know.
So for any of you, and like, yo, like, please, if you guys stayed in res, let us know. But if you stayed in res like me and had a roommate and all those things, I don't think anyone I've ever met has ever told me about like a good res experience, except for you, actually. Like, yeah, you had a great, relatively great res roommate.
Yeah, no. So my roommate changed. I had Chris in the first 6 months, and then I couldn't remember who I had in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, but for me.
Oh, I had John.
Me, I had like a relatively like, oh yeah, John, yeah.
Mm.
I had like a relatively like good roommate experience. I know that we don't speak anymore at all, obviously, which makes sense, because the only thing we had in common was that we shared living in space.
Was it Fari?
No. White Fari was my next door neighbor. I loved that guy, bro.
Who was your roommate?
I don't even remember his name. That's how bad it was. I just wanted to eliminate the thought of. Yeah. But like, no, shame. He was really chilled. It's cool. The only thing was, he was very like superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't sleep at night. I think apparently something was wrong with that. I don't remember what the reason about it. So I couldn't sleep at night.
Wow.
He'd wake up early in the morning and he played Joy Celebration. It's the first time I heard volume 1 to 7, actually. he'd play them on the highest volume.
Yeah.
Because that's his morning routine.
Yeah.
He can't listen to it with headphones. He says he needs like God to enter the presence, etc.
Into the room. Hallelujah.
Which is fine. Amen. I'm very religious as well.
Yeah.
And obviously we had the worst link up because I would study at night and he would study in the mornings.
Now, when you're trying to sweep,
now I'm trying to sweep.
As you sweep, you're bringing in the demons.
I'm bringing the demons.
It's not demon time.
Yeah, it's not demon time. I'm sweeping. I'm trying to chow course at night. Shame, he's sleeping. Now I'm making a noise. When I'm sleeping, he's making a noise. So it was quite balanced. It was my yang to my yin. I think so.
Yeah, my roommate. So first year roommate, amazing. Had Chris. Second half.
What about the roommates of love? Sorry, I'm coming back.
Then I had John. Bro. When I went to an apartment, I had a white roommate, white guy, good guy in res. We were best friends in res.
Yeah.
We were always going to each other's rooms in res. Mm. So we said, we can live together. Move to this apartment, move to DeSouth, get a 2-bed. Bro, worst experience of my life. This man cleaned 3 times.
Like a week?
3 times in that year. He picked up a mop and swept and all those things three times. The dishes he would
did
do.
You
them
like to, did you ever
And he had a fucking cat. He had a cat. You know that cat stuff? You see, because we have a cat. You see Nana's cat shit?
Yeah.
That was under his study table.
Ah.
You know, do you saw the other smaller room?
Other room, yeah.
Yeah, he had a cat.
That's
so
insane,
imagine I'm chilling, bro. Jiggy jiggy, this cat is there. It's just there, bro. I'm trying to take a piss. There's a cat there, bro. And I was scared of cats. I'm black, bro.
Oh, he's scared of cats. We have a cat.
Yeah, this cat made me cool with cats.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at the time I was
shout
scared
out my
of cats.
Cat Nala. Yeah, I have a cat, Nara. Guys, by the way.
Meow.
Purr.
bang. But yeah. That's my worst roommate experience. The fact that he wasn't clean.
Did
had
you
a
ever
cat.
Like did you okay, because I feel like a lot of people have problems with their roommates because they never speak to them. Did you ever
speak?
Yeah,
I was also I don't think I was the best roommate too. Like outside of the
that's why I also named my
yeah, like things, outside yeah. of the outside of him cleaning, I think I was also bad in certain things.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't the best in certain things.
But I think any uni student or someone just out of work is definitely going to like low key. There's a high possibility of you living with someone. And I think living dynamics of a set person if you choose to live with someone you've never met, insanity. If you choose to live with a friend, insanity. Mm. If you choose to live with anyone, insanity. Like the only people that you low key like to live with is the people that like,
you're dating.
You're dating.
Yeah, that's why I highly recommend like if you, never mind.
I recommend the fatten seat.
But I'm talking about a serious one, like where we say we are paying this rent together. Like,
oh, no. I've never been there. I think the longest time I stayed with a girl was probably like 3 months.
I wish I could do that now, bro. I'd love to stay with
someone. Dude, I kid you not, like, I speak about this all the time. It was literally the best experience.
Yeah.
It was the best experience. You wake up to, like, let's make breakfast. We're setting our schedules together.
You have to really like the person, bro.
No, like, I was so gone. I loved that girl to bits. Still do to this day. She's amazing. Shout out to her. Can't say her name because I'm blocked everywhere. But shout out
Candace.
Shout out Candace. Yeah.
No, but yeah. I highly recommend a fatten seat, bro.
Same.
I've done it, you know. Obviously, you guys know my Cape Town trips now. Like, I was obviously staying with my hun or getting an Airbnb and she come to my spot. But like, bro, 10 out of 10. Even when she comes here, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I can't wait for the moment where she finishes with school, then we can say, like, let's get an apartment together. Like, there's no way.
Huge step, though. You're a huge step.
I don't think it's even that deep, bro. We've you know how
it
long
sparks, comes bro. Here. It sparks, but it's not a, there's a difference between, like, I know you're like,
I'm 26,
nah.
bro. I'm ready.
Now, I know you're thinking like this, but there's a difference between, be like, visiting in sparks. You'd visit for a month and etc. But when you go home, there is no Bro, it's just constant.
Bro, how long do I go to Cape Town for?
Probably like a month and a bit.
Yeah, so when do I get the hoe in that month?
When you came back after the month.
When I come back, I'm depressed.
You'll think about
it. Online, because I was with my hand for a while, but like, and she left 2 days ago. When she left, I hit a... like, I've just been like a little bit more... Not like, not that I feel free or anything. I just feel like I can just go into autopilot.
Yeah.
And autopilot sometimes comes with rest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so these people are saying, housemate, she only went to sleep after midnight. I'm a light sleeper and there was visitors who made her scream during cloth cloth. The eating is killing me. There were visitors who made her scream during cloth cloth. Damn.
Oh, so...
So first of all, she's going to be like, fucking sleeping after 12.
Yeah.
Then there's visitors who are making her scream.
Oh my God.
So she's the do re mi fa sol la ti do.
That's why, like, when you're getting like a new flat of a room, like when you're doing the viewing, tell them to stand in the other room and do this. No, so we can know if you like the movie that you're watching or not. Yeah, sometimes we clap, round of applause.
Yeah, I want to see if you can understand when you're watching Netflix.
Yeah.
I left my Nando's in my pot and went to school. When I came back, I found bones. I mean, bones. And she went to sleep 2 days. And she went to sleep for 2 days straight. She Sorry, guys. I'm big sorry for laughing as I'm reading. I left my Nando's in my pot, went to school. When I came back, I found bones. I mean bones. And she went to sleep for 2 days straight. She wouldn't wake up when I woke her up.
Yeah, man.
So she ate her food.
And passed out.
Passed out. And
left
like,
the bones.
Level. And then you know you're like, level for 2 days. That was guilt, but I'm sure she's thinking now. Hopefully, she gets over it in those 2 days. What? That's the worst thing you can do to somebody, bro. Do not eat somebody's leftovers, guys. We all have a plan for the food that we leave in the fridge. And if you're eyeing the leftovers, just ask.
Like, if I want to cut up the pizza and put it in noodles, I will. Then leave that thing. If it's in the fridge, it's in the fridge. You feel me? Like, give it time, bro. Yo.
Yeah. Tobeka says, girl would leave her plate underneath the bed. Lapo, the ants will be dancing the whole day and night. Number two, she would shave and leave the hair in the shower. Number three, wakes up at 4 a.m. to cook. When she chops a carrot, the whole house must be awake. She did many useless things in jail.
I'm dying by the ants dancing on the plate.
Bro, dancing the whole day and night. It's a fucking party at the apartment, bro. It's, yo, hey, John, imagine the ants talking to each other. Hey, Emuna, corner left, Emuna, after robot, hey, Emuna, there's a nice pie there for you. I'm so full. Yeah, I think, like, in the summer, bro, don't leave, like your plates, dishes and stuff.
Everyone's guilty of that. Everyone has, like, don't do that. People are guilty. You take your plate to your room. That plate chills there for, like, until maybe, like, a night. Let's see. Okay, you're telling me you've never had a plate overnight in your room?
No. I take it outside my room.
That's capped at all. Oh, but I'm saying, but you don't take it to the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't take it to the kitchen.
There we go.
But I'll put it in an empty ant place.
And the you're talking about that?
Hey, man. Curris says his family visited him. His father gave him 100 rand and said, boys, you will buy a cool drink. The nigga refused me to give me my 50 rand. First of all, why the hell are you entitled to your roommate's dad's cash?
Wait, so basically, like,
it's like you were with your boyfriend, bro. Yeah. Then Papa comes.
Yeah.
Then he goes, boys, buy a cool drink. And then your roommate's like, yo, let us gave that 50 rand. Because your dad gave.
Did you insane?
Bro, you crazy. That's my 100 rand, bro.
Are you insane, bro?
Like, I'll buy maybe a 2 liter, then we can share, but oh, what?
You are insane.
Entitled to the money my dad gave me just because you said boys.
You are insane.
Yarr. No, you're wrong, Curious. Kimang, Tabo, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're so wrong.
I won't lie, yo, these tweets are just reminding me about, like, how, like, fragile living with someone in, like, a confined space is. And my brother and I have been living together for, like, maybe, like, a year and a half. And I think a lot of the times, like, we have the smallest of problems, obviously, but a lot of the times, the reason we're not fighting and everything is because we have such a, like, a large space to live in. Like,
yeah,
by the grace of God, obviously by the grace of God, we have a large space to live in. But if we lived living room, 2-bedroom, and then kitchen, like, yo, my goodness, how things... Guys, we have a podcast equipment, by the way. Imagine this in my living room, I have guests.
Yeah.
You know what
like
I'm
we
saying?
Live in a house, like, which is cool. It's a house, like, 2-3 sitting rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, space is so important, bro.
Yeah, space is so important.
The camera says he did some crazy-ish when high. He tried to change the globe process. He hung onto the curtain with the intention to grab the plank of the roof so he could slide towards the middle of the roof where the globe was. He was living with a stoner who was doing the craziest things, bro.
Bro, people who smoke weed need to admit that it's actually... I'm on the... guys, I need to say this, actually.
Oh, no.
I'm on the other side where people... I have to say, I don't like when people who smoke weed don't admit that they're addicted.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. It's like, it's so weird. It's like, no, I'm not addicted. I can stop every day.
I can stop if I want.
I can stop when I want. I can stop anytime I want.
Stop then.
It's not even important
to me. And then they say, I want to stop
just do
now.
It for fun. It's like, why? Bro, if you're doing this for fun, you don't have to smoke then. Yeah. That guy wasn't high. He was above. Aerial view,
bro. Carolina, she used to bring her friends for sleepovers and made all sorts of noise. I tried to communicate with her, but nix. I ended up reporting her. Instead, she and her friends ruined most of my stuff by pouring jig in my lotions and some of my drinks. That's poisoning. I never got justice, bro. Putting jig in somebody's lotion is barbaric.
That's a war crime, surely.
that's poisoning someone.
Jig.
That's attempted murder.
Jig.
That's attempted murder. Imagine you take a hot shower, boy.
Jig.
Your pores are all hot and open. You shower the lotion to the hand. And you're like, hey, what's this one? Hey, this one, does it exfoliate me? Yeah. Naturally. Then you tassa, boy. Then you go to work. Imagine the rash, the burns.
But I'm saying that you put in that thing, you know, after a shower, you're dancing, and then it's jika majika.
Ah, jika majika. You see, guys, I love the level's joke. You guys say never laugh at his jokes, bro. His jokes are funny. I'm sorry. As I was coming from a lecture, my roommate was walking out of hers in my favorite dress that she hadn't bothered to ask for. Ah, damn. I don't know why the hell you're laughing, bro. Let me tell you a story about my roommate, bro. My roommate is So irritating. So you guys know I go to Cape Town.
I'm tattooed
for long periods of time.
Think about me.
Bro, I come back. I'm like, oh, I know there's this jersey, there's this keeper, there's this jacket that I can wear because like most of my clothes are dirty. Most of the time, as Libo comes, because every time I come home, he's not here. Boy, I'll be there like, hey, what's up? I miss him. Like, hey, what's up, bro? He's there like, hey, what up? And then I'm like, oh, is anything new? Because I'm watching him wearing my clothes. Like, I'm looking him in the eyes.
But guys, also understand, like, I'm Tato's little brother, bro. This is literally, no, it's literally a little sibling thing to do, bro. Like, Google it. Google it. It's my rites of passage.
And for me, I was just like, all you have to do is just ask. Like, if you ask, it's okay. Like, it's happened countless times. I know every time I buy socks, they go missing because they land in Level's room. I know he's definitely stealing my socks, my jackets.
So the next tweet, the next tweet is, so I also tweeted this one. It's the second half of the tweet of the week. I didn't really like get a lot of responses from this one, but I really wanted to see. A lot of people were like, please delete this as soon as possible. One person even commented, you're trying so hard to get the tweet of the week.
Yeah.
But this thing is, what's one thing you've noticed about female friendship groups, right? People are like, please do not open this can. This is the comments. Don't open this can. Dangerous game, this one. Someone said, please stop this one.
I'm ready.
And, you know, but I got a couple of comments that I actually wanted to read. Maybe like two, three.
I don't get to answer. We can't answer.
I don't know if we're allowed to.
I can answer. I'm more than happy to.
Okay.
Female friendship groups.
Okay.
There's definitely an unwritten team leader.
Real.
There's always an unwritten team leader who everybody is trying to be friends with.
Yeah.
But the team leader like has her favorite, but then like people aren't really sure, but she has her favorite, the team leader. Mm. But everybody else trying to be with the
I personally believe with the female friendship groups, everyone has their favorite.
Yeah, but everyone has their favorite.
The bigger the friendship group, the worse. Like I know the peak number is probably like 3. If they have like the 3 friendship group, it's really cool. But the problem is the 2 are closer than the other one.
Mm.
So it's always a bit different. But I want to read. So yeah, so here are some people are saying.
I wasn't done.
Oh, you have more?
Yeah, I was on a tweet. So I was saying there's a clear team leader.
Yeah.
And then from there, they're all sucking up to the team leader, right? And trying to be the team leader's best friend. But there's really a best friend. And then on top of that, they always break down into smaller groups.
Yeah.
And fiend and complain about someone. And then as soon as that person comes, they all smile and laugh with that person. But they all high-key can't communicate and genuinely dislike each other quite a bit.
Okay, I wouldn't say the communicate thing, but I do know female friendships are very conflict-averse, which means basically that they don't handle the conflict head-on. They will first, you know, speak to each other, like you said now, break into the small groups and speak about like the other people and be like, this is how I felt, etc. Then come back together and be like, no, we as a group think that this.
Yo, and then imagine you hear
and
we
now
as a group.
We as a group is it's like parliament. It's like parliament. So it's like
imagine you hear that, I'd probably be like, so all of these are just trying No, I'm saying like if it's like my boys. It's like all these just trying to like.
You shouldn't use the word.
Bro, I made myself a woman in that instance. Davies blurp everything I used, bro. That was just horrible. Anyway, just read your damn tweets, bro. Read your stupid tweets.
So, there's always two friends who are friends for a very long time, apparently. And then one of them invites another one, and that other one tries to squeeze themselves within the friendship group, which causes dynamic issues.
There we go.
So true.
That's how a big female group formulates.
Yeah.
That's how it starts. Is it true? It's a true. I've got a friend. She's really cool. And you know what the worst thing is, nah? Let's say you and I are the first friendship group.
Yeah.
And then from there you introduce Khunze.
Yeah.
Now, what causes conflict is when Khunze and I start hanging without you.
Yeah.
And Khunze and I become friends. But guys, let's be honest. What's the purpose? What's the reason of even bringing in somebody to the friendship group if you don't want your friend, that person, to become friends? Because we're all chilling. I get as my friend, but if you want to torture in the same spot, what happens if you get along? That's how friends are made also.
Yeah.
So like you must be cool with, for example, me being friends with Khunze outside of you.
Yeah.
From grabbing out Khunze, you shouldn't be like,
there should no thing of like ownership. It gives off like this ownership element to like friendships.
Yeah, maybe Khunze and I
and you know, like we're not saying that like male friendships are perfect. This is what we're seeing from the outside. And you know, you guys should comment down and let us know something that you may have noticed about female friendships and etc.
Or male friendships.
So just friendships in general, really. Another one was just basically saying that be careful of like the size of the group, of the female friendship group.
Yeah.
It can literally ruin or make the group. And like I said, I think 3 is the golden number. But if you're honest,
I think
it's
you need
2.
I think you need...
Like it's just me and you being friends. There's no such thing as female friendship
group. I was going to say it's 4, but it's not 4, it's 2.
It's 2, yeah. It's two. If occasionally we add maybe like two people.
Yeah.
Sometimes, etc. But yeah, that is part two of Tweet of the Week.
Yeah, that's a good one. What do you think about male friendship groups?
Oh no, definitely think that there is a certain level of hierarchy as well. I think that male friendship groups is based off respect of financial aspects. Whoever's making the most money has the most respect in the group. Whoever's making the least money is the one that's ridiculed the most. It's the same level if you're not making money yet. It's also based off like where you guys are in your lives. For example, if one has a degree, one doesn't have a degree. But it's very materialistic elements of the friendship group that you can see the dynamics. But I will say that male friendships last very long.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't really speak about it because my male friendship group, like, it's almost perfect, like, our friendship group.
Yeah.
Like, if we don't have any inequality, anything fine like that. So I can't really comment much. And I haven't really observed other male friendship groups.
Always the best way to observe other, like, but the thing of like male friendships, honestly, and the best way to observe male friendship groups is take one male friendship group and invite him to another male friendship group, like, chilling thing. Like, let's say a girl's having a bra and she invites one squad, she invites another squad, they come chill together, etc. Then you just stay like, you guys also have this thing, you guys also have, like, it's that the thing you guys get to see, like, where your friendship group is, etc. But yeah, man, I think male friendship groups are also very cool. Like, I think also how they built is so amazing. Because the first time, I'm just like, oh, what's up? This guy, oh, goes to the gym here. Second time, I'm like, oh no, fire, he's wearing like Air Forces. Like,
yeah, do you remember how you and Kunze became friends?
We saw each other like three times and we were like, we came close as fuck.
No, bro, we were somewhere. We were on a trip somewhere.
Right? No, you're thinking too ahead. It was looking from Jolo first.
Yeah, so I can't remember. It was somewhere. And like, dude, guys, I need everybody to listen. This is Levon Khunza, and you can't speak.
I'm not going
to
speak.
So I'm about to speak now. Lev was like, oh my gosh, I love anime. Khunza goes, oh my gosh, me too. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I love beef ribs. Oh my gosh, me too. You like beef ribs? Did you eat the beef ribs from Spa? It's like, yeah. You know this thing? Pokemon? I know Pokemon. 2018 was crazy. They did that for a good 25 minutes.
Yeah, like 5 minutes.
Okay. And then everyone was just there like, okay.
Yeah, we spoke about, I remember the anime thing you're talking about. So we both watch anime. And like, it's really like, but that's what I'm saying though. It doesn't take a lot for male to become friends. Just some similar things.
Yeah.
You know, with women, you have to live the same lifestyle.
Women friendships are amazing.
Yeah, they bang.
Imagine being able to cuddle with your boys, chill with your boys, like watch movies with your boys, like brush your boys' hair, like just be comfortable. Like, obviously, like,
they're very intimate. They're more intimate.
All the people that are very like, and in touch, not in touch with with themselves, are gonna be like, oh, Tito's sounding gay. But like, bro, that stuff sounds cool. Like, obviously, even me, I don't feel like holding my boy right now. Yeah. But imagine that freedom of experiencing that comfort that you experience from your girlfriend, from your boy. Like, my daddy and I be holding each other all the time. Like, I always have my hand over him. Like, he holds my hand from time to time. You know?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't think you said anything.
Look, are you smiling at me? Anyways, this is how men get weird about these topics.
But yeah, bro, like it's
but dope. A good one. I think it's nice to compare female and male friendships. And obviously we have that hybrid measurement where males and females are in one group, but one person. Guys, if men and guys are in a friendship group, when two people decide to mess everything up and they hook up with each other, now their friends can't be friends anymore.
Yeah, you did that to us.
I wasn't first.
Yeah, but then with you, I didn't let it affect my friendship with the person.
Yeah, I know.
Like, for example, guys, I always introduce my friends, my guy friends, to a girl because I used to know a lot of girls, right? Just because of like my job. I don't know, women gravitate towards me and like, and friends, you know? And every time I introduce them to my boys or to my brother, like someone always wants to hook up with someone. And I get it because all of my friends are attractive. Like the women in my life are very attractive and the guys in my life are also very attractive. So it's like, yo, we're all attractive and they're all cool and they all have great personalities.
Funny,
all funny. So like everyone always gets along because obviously I choose friends based off like personality and I just happen to look good. So they're always kissing and then now they expect me to stop being friends with the people. I can't, bro. I can't.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know, but that came from my heart.
It's okay.
What's your family's wildest current scandal? We don't have one. Okay, let's read. wild scandal.
I can't even think of one.
Can't think about it. Yeah,
we come from a really like very progressive and great family.
Yeah.
strict as hell, but like very progressive, great family.
My cousin once walked in on our aunt and uncle doing the deed, and they pushed him out of the window, and he's been in a wheelchair ever since. Oh my gosh.
Why didn't he like... Why didn't he like stand up for himself?
I hope you get cancelled.
For what? Taking a stand.
My cousin has been studying in Joburg for the past 2 years and recently rocked with the...
I'm so sorry.
My cousin has been...
Do you think people make these tweets up?
I don't know.
Push it, oh, like push it, I'm thinking on the first floor, but they probably push it like on the second floor, ne?
I don't know if you're lining up a joke or what.
I'm not lining up a joke. I'm asking a question.
I don't know. I know what you know. I know what you read.
Dude, that is insane, bro. I once watched a movie basically where like, oh, it was actually a Korean drama. And basically how the kid, so this kid basically is disabled, but he can't speak, right? So they're always like, yo, how did, like, he was such a normal boy when he's growing up, whatever. And then turned out, you watch, you find out later that, like, they beat him up. That's why he can't speak and stuff.
Damn.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah. My cousin has been studying in Joburg for the past 2 years and recently rocked up with their baby unannounced. No one knew that she was pregnant the whole 9 months. The whole family is shook and her mother isn't talking to her. Bro, imagine falling pregnant in university now and being so scared. You're so scared that you said, you know what, I'm going to carry this kid alone, give birth to this kid alone, and then I'll deal with the kid once when the kid is there. Like, that's how scared you are. That's how much fear has been instilled in you. That is so unfair to people, bro.
Yeah, it's like you literally have no help.
You have no help.
In your mind, you're like, okay, cool, this is the last resort. Like, if I tell them this, if I tell them that, they're just going to make it worse. Let me just have this baby, have a peaceful birth, and then, like, go home. That's insane, right?
Yeah.
Yo, it's horrible.
I don't know how. My sister fell in love with her friend, and after 2 years of an affair, they got married to each other. But they made it look like it was an arranged marriage. My parents and the rest of the family still have no idea about the affair. They have a 4-year-old son. That is crazy.
Yeah, it goes all the way back to cheating. You know? Sometimes cheating is the thing to do to find love.
I disagree. I was forced to become a surrogate for this other family, but they didn't tell me it was twins. After giving birth, one was deformed and the other was healthy. They kept the healthy baby and forced me to parent the deformed baby. Now I'm a parent.
Oh, because she was a surrogate.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they basically, like, it's like, oh, we want to kill it. Okay, cool. One popped up. Okay, we'll take this one.
And then they're like, no, we don't want the other one.
That's so cruel. Horrible.
That's literally
cruel. Like, the lady.
Can I ask a question? Because I'm not too aware of what a surrogate does, basically. But basically, she offers up her eggs to.
No, not even.
Or do they just insert?
Just her body.
Just her body to give birth.
Yeah, but it depends.
So that means that's their child.
Yeah.
That's but insane.
But right? It depends. Sometimes it's the ovaries, too.
Okay.
I hope I'm not wrong. Yo.
Maybe we should Google.
No, but I think they can. They put. You're just holding, bro.
But then now, so isn't there like contracts and stuff that you don't like, basically, no matter what happens, you won't keep the child because you're a surrogate? Because I've heard, and maybe I've seen maybe one too many movies of people who are surrogates, and they give birth and they're like, yeah, I love this child so much, I don't want to give it away anymore.
Oh yeah, then you're kind of forced to.
Yeah.
I get that. As you check, I let my cousin come and stay with me and she smashed my husband, so I tried to stab both of them at my sister's wedding anniversary party. My sister's also happily married to a boyfriend that she stole from me. Everybody in my family expects me to pay for everything. Damn, she's just venting everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I let my cousin come, she smashed my husband, my sister's dating my ex, I pay for everything. It's just a mess.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, I think that's rough, bro. I don't think you should ever date a family member's ex-partner. That's just cruel.
That's like, yo, that's insane.
That's just cruel.
Yeah, anyway, so traditional, so...
What's a surrogate?
Yeah, right? So basically they use the sperm of the intended father to fertilize the surrogate's egg. That's what I said. The surrogate mother carries the pregnancy to full term, delivering the baby for the parents to love and raise. With traditional surrogacy, the baby is biologically linked to the surrogate mother. Traditional, but I don't know. I know there's a new one.
Oh, damn. Okay, then I'm wrong.
I know there's a new one, that one like where you can insert the egg and...
the sperm and the thing, yeah. Into the thing, yeah. Oh, it's crazy, it's crazy. All right, guys, honestly, this is a short podcast. I think this is genuinely like literally less than 40 minutes. We were
just not bad. We haven't even done our recommendations.
Oh yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, okay. I just feel so unprepared for this one. And it's honestly due to the fact that we're shooting a major show this weekend, which you guys should all listen to and watch very, very soon. Looking for Mjolo, bro. We're going into production now. Now we have been so stressed. But yeah, what are you watching, bro?
Right now? Okay, so...
It's YouTuber. Let's start with YouTubers. Can I tell you? I'm okay, so excited. I'm watching Ghost QV.
I'm watching Snowbile, actually.
Bro, like, let me tell you guys, man.
Yeah.
Ghost is just such... Bro, he's such a menace.
Okay, I'm listening.
Like, he's such a menace. Like, first of all, I'm watching him due to the fact that he's just consistent, bro. I love watching people that are consistent, that give me content continuously. And his content follows a storyline, bro. Like, I know Ghost doesn't have the craziest quality, nah? But Ghost literally is narrating a 10-part story, bro.
That guy.
It's beautiful. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose or not. For example, he reconnects with his ex. He has a new girl. He goes on a trip with the girl. Then now he's buys his ex a car. Now he goes to Gold Reef City with the ex and this girl. Now they're together. Now they're getting along. After getting along, boom, we asked them, would you guys both be my girlfriend? I haven't watched the video yet.
Yeah,
they basically proposals like for them to all be in one relationship, polygamy. You understand? And it's like he's just building up and he's keeping you going and he's doing character development.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like,
if he's doing this thing on purpose, then there is no one in South Africa that can't admit that Ghost is a marketing genius.
Yeah.
He's a marketing genius in terms of his content.
Yeah. No, he's absolutely killing it. Like,
Like,
obviously the content is like...
Because you don't even understand, bro. It's not even on just one platform. Even on TikTok.
He integrates his
platforms. It's a very hard skill.
Even his two channels.
Yeah.
So his two channels, like the vlog channel will do more character development.
Going
more
to
relaxed.
Yeah.
And then the main channel video will kind of be like the crossover. So it's like, for example, he said he took Sia and Mummy to Gold Reef, right? So I watched that vlog. And then on the main channel, he's asking them, and it's a continuation from the vlog. So it starts off as a vlog, then he's asking them to basically both date. He has that hook. So he's also just making both of the channels grow, because you're going to go to both if you like the first one.
Yeah, I definitely think he's been doing his thing. I think for me, on a YouTube side recommendation, I don't really have anyone. I think the only... I'm not going to lie. I have no one. This week, I have no one. I don't think anyone really stood out to me. Obviously, it's the usual things. But I also have, like, for example, with... I have to keep it honest and keep it real. And just be like, you know, with all the prank content and such, I feel like it's really oversaturating YouTube right now. Like, we haven't had, like, just a genuine story time and whatever, exceptional
wild
time.
It's oversaturating it with the same type of whack-ass content.
Yes, yeah.
So it's not that there's too many YouTubers.
It's just too much of one thing. Yeah. I don't think anyone is, like, creative right now. Like, they're not creative. I think
We haven't seen.
Yeah. I think people are doing great in the vlog scene, because people vlog, they go to Cape Town, they go to different things. It's very nice to watch.
But that's the thing also, if you think about it, bro, everyone's vlogging again now because... Like, all of the girls started vlogging seriously.
Yeah.
So now everyone will now vlog again. Like, everyone just the flow. So now, for the next year, we're going to go into a big vlogging season.
Yeah.
And then from there...
Especially for the rest of the
year. Someone's going to drop a crazy show. And then from there, someone's going to repeat. So maybe KO will do a new type of Smash or Pass, and then that'll happen.
Or you'll do like a talent show, another one, and then...
You see the talent show. There might be a bunch of talent shows.
Which is the umbrella effect. You know, we were at some other event the other day. We're talking about like the responsibilities of content creators, and we feel as if that, or in my personal opinion, I feel as if that we as content creators have a responsibility to our audiences to not... you know, promote negative behavior and stuff and all those things. So it's very worrying, you know, when the things that are the most negative are the things that do numbers. It's disencouraging as well for the people who want to create a good message and et cetera. Then for TikTok, I think the one I really want to say, like, I've been watching a lot of person's TikTok courses.
Also, Shane, saves it. We also don't forget, guys, we're a certain age and guys, so we watch a certain type of YouTube as well. Like, I know, like, Mpumile Draba has been doing well. Also, shout out to
Clarissa. Oh, Brabi,
he's been killing us.
I'm gonna play this. Everyone knows that sound. I'm not gonna play anymore. Brabi is literally having the biggest glow up, bro. He made one TikTok, he got like 4 brand deals. Because he did that thing with like, you know, the TikTok, etc. Et
I think I missed that train.
Yeah, oh, you missed
even
it.
Even that's one of the first time.
But Brabi, definitely shout out Brabri. You doing it, dog. Like, he's an old man. I don't even know I can say boy, but you doing it.
He's doing it like that, man.
Yeah, bro. Also, you got like 5 brand deals, bro. In like a space of like less than a month.
That's crazy.
63,000 now.
Also, Clarissa, bro. Clarissa has been doing really well. I think she's got a new skincare series where she's bringing in YouTubers and then she's teaching them skincare, or they're showing them her skincare routines. Yeah. Haven't watched it, but I've been seeing that it's a series that she's doing and it's consistent. So that's also really cool. So shout out to Clarissa. Clarissa has Coffee No Milk, if you guys do not know her. Yeah, she's doing really, really well on the YouTube space. TikTok, I really don't consume that much TikTok content.
Yeah.
I'm trying to open up my TikTok now and think, but yeah, man.
I also just been watching a lot of like American
TikTok people,
and UK TikTokers, to be honest. I want to shout out also, I don't know her handle, but I'm going to shout out also Kat, because there was a time when, like, not even long ago, where she was like posting all the time and her content actually really bangs. A lot of people interact with it. A lot of people know her. I think her panel is like Pretty 4 2 3 5 7 6, something like that. I really am trying to find it, but I want to shout out her as well. Very consistent, very funny. You know, you can see someone's making content just for like fun and also just content. Like creating content.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Pretty 4 6 2 6.
Oh, that girl.
Yes, Kat. Shout out to Kat. She really
is
does.
Her name
really
Rio well. Kia or something.
She creates content basically lying and stuff, but like I think it's funny. So.
Yeah. Doesn't she dance?
No, I don't know. I've never seen her dance. I think she dances. I don't know.
Wait, let me see. Can you see handle?
But yeah, and then in terms of, I think we're going to go into one of our probably favorite segments.
The first video I'm playing, she's dancing, but yeah.
But she always has like a caption and stuff.
Oh.
For example, you reading, like, do you hear what I'm saying though?
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out her.
I think I used to follow her when she was just dancing. So now the fact that she's dancing and doing something.
Now she creates content as well.
That's really dope.
Yeah. Yep. Also Tolo, I have to like say Tolo, because I think I consume a lot of his content. It's really cool. Yeah, man, he definitely has. I think he's the caption like lord of TikTok. Like his caption's always funny. Like not caption, the caption. I mean, like the one that you insert
on the video.
Yeah, the text in text.
Yeah, in video text.
But yeah, now it's time for your favorite part of the segment: our movie and
this series. Is your favorite part of the
this
segment.
This is my favorite
because like, I never have a movie
and series suggestion.
I watched the number. I think you spoke about it last week.
Okay, go ahead.
I watched the number.
Yeah.
No, you didn't speak about it. You didn't speak about it.
Okay.
Or did you just tell me in our personal capacity?
I think I told you in our personal capacity. I think I spoke about it on the podcast.
If he has spoken about it, I co-sign. If he hasn't, guys, there's a show on Netflix. Netflix should be paying us to do this. I'm going to speak to them actually tomorrow. Hit them up. But in number, guys, really cool series, South African. It's these two cops. They're based in South Africa. They're based in Jersey. You see them around Brom.
Yeah.
You see them around Soweto. Not Soweto. Alex and Brahm. So you're seeing familiar places. They go undercover and they solve cases. It's all related to gold, which is really crazy.
Yeah.
And the way they pull heists is so much fun. It's basically one cop who is on a mission to find the bad person. And the question is, does he go rotten or does he actually solve the case? And what is happening?
Great cast, like great acting, great direction. The shots are amazing. Music is great. It overplays the South African look a bit, but I really do think that it was just like really for a South African comedy / crime movie. That was
nah,
was
bro. Impeccable. For a comedy / crime movie, it was good.
It was impeccable.
Leave South
amazing.
Africa out of it. I think we can finally stop saying for a South African with certain pieces, bro. That is international standards.
I mean, when we're going to international standards, bro, we're speaking about Abu Tsotsi. Speaking about critically acclaimed things where there's themes, multi-layered, but Inamba is definitely up there in my book. It's really great. Really, really, really great. And
I think it's better.
Really
than
loved it. Shout out to Donovan. I'm looking at the director. Donovan. Donovan Mash. Marsh, excuse me. Yeah, sorry if I butchered that. But yeah, he really killed it. I'm currently, if I want to recommend a movie, yo, what movie would I want to recommend right now? Oh, I watched this movie recently. It's a bit old now. It's been out. It's just Wilson. What's that guy's name? Wilson. Owen Wilson. You know who Owen is? Owen Wilson, I think. Owen. It's with Owen Wilson and... What's that girl?
Oh, he's an amazing actor. I love him.
It literally came out like... Nah, I think it's called I Do. I think it's called I Do. I want to make sure, though. And basically, it wasn't a great movie, but if you want to watch it, it really was great. It was basically about a movie, super celeb. She marries a random guy in the crowd to avoid the publicly shame of her husband cheating on her. Mm. So she just says, like, marriage, whatever. She marries the dude. It's called Marry Me. There it is. Yeah, Marry Me. Came out this year. I think it was a good movie to watch in the background while cooking or something. And then a series that I've been watching. Wow, The Wire. The Wire, full stop.
Aren't there like a million seasons of that?
It's like season, I think it's 4 seasons or 8.
Oh, okay, it's not bad.
4 seasons, I'm on season 1, I'm actually on episode 10, I'm obsessed already, loving the characters. Bro,
Netflix, Showmax.
It's in Showmax, so on Showmax, if you want to watch it, it's on Showmax. And basically, it's about a show about a group of detectives. Some come from Homicide, some come from Narcotics, and they're basically trying to bust down this gang that's operating in Boston. They're operating in Boston in the projects and etc. And they were in the rural areas, etc. And what makes this show really great is that we constantly interchanging between supporting the cops. Supporting
I was about
crooks.
To say, do they integrate the crooks storyline? Yes. Sounds like they do. That's dope.
They do, and they go into depth because now, like, they show you, like, for example, a guy who's selling the drugs on the corner. He's living on a card box in like a room with 15 people, and that's why he's doing the crime. But the cops are trying so hard to bust that guy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just layered and everything. But yeah, that's definitely my recommendation for series, The Wire.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna watch that. I still need to finish. I still need to finish C. I still need to finish with the rich people.
Succession.
Succession, but yeah.
I think I finished Succession.
What?
Yeah, I think I finished.
Guys, if you guys enjoyed this podcast, please give us 5 stars for the podcast.
Please.
If you have enjoyed the podcast, please give us 5 stars. If you're on YouTube, get your post notifications on, guys. We love you guys so much, but we have so much work to do. So we are outro.
I'm literally going to Pretoria. Bye. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. Baby, living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.